Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke chapter 13, verses 31 through 33. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox. I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem." No shortcuts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. There is a saying about shortcuts that goes, "Shortcuts aren't always." It means this, that sometimes we think we are saving time by taking a shortcut, but it doesn't always end up that way. Ask a child who decided to shove everything under their bed when told to clean their room. Once their parents discovered the shortcut, not only did they have to finish cleaning their room, they also had to clean the bathroom and the dishes. What seemed like a shortcut wasn't one at all. In our reading for today, Jesus was teaching and preaching in an area ruled by Herod Antipas. While he was there, some Pharisees told Jesus that Herod wanted to kill him and that he should leave the area. Whether they knew it or not, the Pharisees were offering Jesus a shortcut to avoid his mission of traveling to Jerusalem to suffer and die for the sins of all people. It is hard to even think about, but can you imagine if Jesus accepted their offer of a shortcut? It would have been devastating for us. Due to our sinful nature, we have no way to save ourselves. On our own, we have no hope for the future, and our path through this life here on earth could end only in eternal destruction. Praise be to God that Jesus, in his perfect determination, didn't even flinch. He knew there was no shortcut to the painful path he was on, so he pressed on. While the road to his death would not be easy, he knew his journey wouldn't end on the cross. 3 days later, he would reach his goal by rising from the dead and winning for us the eternal victory over sin, death, and the devil. All this Jesus did for us, not because we have earned or deserved it, but because of his amazing love for us. Even more, he has worked in our hearts the gift of faith so that we may receive the blessings of the forgiveness of sins and eternal life with him in heaven. As we journey with Jesus to the cross during this season of Lent, we can't help but be sad that it was our sins that caused him to suffer and die. At the same time, we can't help but marvel at his willingness to avoid any shortcuts to rescue us. We bow our head and fold our hands in prayer. Dear Savior, what wondrous love you showed us by taking the long and hard journey to the cross. We thank you for your willingness to avoid any shortcuts, so that through the gift of faith, we might live with you forever in heaven. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.